Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It's Thursday, which means it's Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author today, Gretchen Wollert, farmer, rancher, entrepreneur, teacher by day, and a historian and author by night, holding a degree in English and history. And the book is The Magic and Mayhem of Donald Trump. And yesterday I was talking about having you on, and I was saying, well, the timing of this is just great. And then I thought, well, I suppose any time is a good time to talk about this, because Trump's personality, the way that it is, and the fact that it is unconventional, the way that he handles people, the press, to the chagrin of some and to the praise of others. And what I found was interesting is that you spent 4 years of research on this, and you look at the similarities between Trump and Lincoln, which I think a lot of people, especially those who hate Trump, would recoil at that. How dare you? But my question as we start here is, was that your initial approach, or was it an evaluation of Trump and then you just began to see these similarities organically appear, and then that's the direction that you went?
Well, it started with the 2016 election, and I saw similarities with Donald Trump. First of all, I realized that, hey, this is the most unusual candidate. And that's a part of his magic and mayhem. How incredible is it to have a presidential candidate active for this many years? He's of course, running for not really a second term. Donald Trump is running for a second first term because of all of the last administration undoing so much. But in 2016, I actually went into hunting for those similarities after I saw just a few of the ways Trump and Lincoln were alike. It began with things like they won, of course, with less than half the popular vote. That's how Lincoln won his 1860 election. Very tall men, very unusual look. Who does not see a silhouette of Abraham Lincoln and of Donald Trump and doesn't immediately know who it is? Nobody else in the world is like that. They had 10-year-old sons in the White House, and then I just began digging deeper, and it took me over 3 years of research and then a year to finally write the first book, Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. Hundreds of similarities, and not just those outside similarities, but also down deep in their personalities, their upbringings, believe it or not. So many similarities, and especially the last chapter with the divided nation in which we are today. You know, Abraham Lincoln was also the most hated and at the same time the most loved president during his time. And it began there. And you know, Donald Trump is absolutely the leader for the time in fighting for the America that we want to continue, as opposed to the America that the liberal radical left is leading us down the path toward.
You mentioned some of those initial similarities you notice, and some of them were, you know, the circumstances surrounding, and some might be considered more, you know, fun facts, if you will. But then you said, as you delve deeper, you notice personality traits and backgrounds that some might see as more meaningful in terms of their approach to the presidency and to challenges. What were some of those similarities?
Well, and I take it by chapter, and it was so amazing to me how much I thought I knew a lot about Abraham Lincoln as a historian, and yet digging down deep into his history, so many things. Abraham Lincoln had a deep faith, but he wasn't church going. He was not phony. He went through a rebellious period in his life. Also, both men are so incredibly approachable. You know, Donald Trump is one of the most approachable billionaires in the world today. Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump both used very simple, plain language. You know, how simple is Donald Trump's term fake news? And Abraham Lincoln, absolutely, whenever he spoke, he wanted to make sure it was as simple as possible and everybody knew exactly what he was talking about. How they both deal in honesty. They're both promise keepers. They're both whenever Lincoln talked, what he thought, said, and did were all the same thing. He was one person. That's a very honest, transparent way to be. And that's exactly how Donald Trump is. You know, deep things like that, they're leadership styles. They came from strong families with rules and with a work ethic, incredible self-confidence, Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump, as well as you would be interested to hear that Donald, that we know Donald Trump is arrogant and one would think that he believes in no power higher than himself, but he does. But Abraham Lincoln also, he had quite the ambition and an arrogance to him that would rival Donald Trump. The one thing about Abraham Lincoln is he hid it because humility worked better for him than any type of arrogance and ambition. So that, you know, so many in-depth similarities, not just those fun facts, but there are a lot of fun facts. So
we're talking with our author of the week, Gretchen Wallert. The book is The Magic and Mayhem of Donald Trump. You talked about the similarity of the honesty approach. And I think like a lot of people that at least are intellectually curious, you try to sort of gauge and figure out the very things that I think sent you on this mission, kind of trying to figure out Trump. And it struck me one day, and I'm just curious your thoughts on this, and if it lines up with your assessment of the honesty component, particularly when talking with the public. It struck me one day that part of what critics of Donald Trump pounce on is the things that he will say that to me oftentimes like might normally occur in a closed meeting. Like let's say you've got the president, advisors, a normal president, and they're discussing some sort of issue. They're spitballing things. There's no idea is a bad idea, and they're just openly talking like adults. But then, of course, okay, now we've got to sanitize this for the public version. Trump treats, in my assessment, the American people like the people in the boardroom. That the conversations that he has and the way that he will sometimes just throw out a thought or a statement, it is because he doesn't censor himself based on the audience. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. You know, one thing Donald Trump is what he thinks he says. He does not have a filter from his mind to his mouth. Actually, you know, he really does. If you only knew what he does not say, we think he speaks everything that's in his head, but he does not. He has political savvy to him in working with the reelection. He is actually pulling an Abraham Lincoln in, you know, moderating with some issues. I believe the abortion issue today is so similar to the slavery issue of Abraham Lincoln, and he absolutely had to. Abraham Lincoln was diehard anti-slavery. He was never abolitionist, but he got very close. But then he had to moderate prior to the 1860 election, because they wanted a candidate, not an abolitionist candidate like Seward was. And that's why they chose Abraham Lincoln, because he did moderate himself. He was silent, and he was elected president because of that, as well as, you know, some of the divided nation issues and the issues with the Democrats. And today we've got issues with the Democrats. Who'd have thought the Republicans would be as united as they were after being so divided during the primary? But yeah, you know, my new book, The Magic and Mayhem, a part of that mayhem is Donald Trump says things that, like, we're in the boardroom with him. And yeah, he treats us honestly. That's something that people actually believe is magic, but it goes both ways. He also uses that truthful hyperbole. He says things are the best, the biggest, the most beautiful, and ordinary people like us get it. It's promotion. It's a way to draw others into a vision. He's done that his whole life, and it's partly a New York thing, but we get it. But, of course, his political enemies just take it as he just lies, nothing but lies. And, you know, speaking about being in the boardroom, how about hearing kind of that boardroom talk he had with Elon Musk the other night?
Right. Right. Yeah. And, you know, that's some of the critics or those who, I wouldn't even say critics, I understand what they're doing. They are trying to capitalize off of anything they can in order to further their grip on power. But there are a lot of these Americans that they can't get over his personality. They say, well, I really like Trump, but I wish he wouldn't do this. And I get that. But at some point, I'm saying America needs to grow up a little bit. There is too much at stake to be concerning ourselves over personality at this point. We're sort of at war with destiny. And I don't mean politically against Kamala Harris or anything, but just the things that we're facing as a world right now, potentially World War III, the Middle East, we've got all these economic problems, these crime problems. And it's like, put on your big boy pants, get over the fact that sometimes he says things that you find unappealing. We have to grow up and get past that. And so sometimes I think it isn't so much about Trump, but more about a detriment of our inability to stop requiring everything to be wonderful and perfect and digested in a way that isn't going to ruffle my feathers. And I think that's just something that we face right now.
I definitely agree. It comes to mind, having a background in literature as well. Ignorance is bliss. Too many people just don't want to know. They're thinking it's going to go on like it has been, but they need to understand history, coming at it from a historian. Too many people do not realize that our nation has been at a juncture like this before, and that was prior to just right before the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln is the one that the Democrats wanted to get rid of, and they fought a war to try to do it. Of course, he stood up and he fought, and he absolutely, defeated the South and then unified the nation. But we have been here before, and it is after this election, it will either be socialism or making America great again. And people need to understand that it's that critical juncture.
Right.
And if they're wondering what redeeming qualities Donald Trump has, if they are in that, his personality just gets me, that's why I'm not going to vote for him, they need to read The Magic and Mayhem of Donald Trump, because they will see that he has that moral core. He has those values. He has that strength. He has that leadership. And it's there. They need to understand why he does what he does and see a little more clearly the man behind that, the real man behind what they see in the news. They say he's the worst president in American history and he should be locked up forever for crimes against society. And then there are others that believe he is absolutely the savior of the nation and worthy of sainthood. Well, there's a magic place in the middle. And I reveal that in the book, and they need to get it. Magic and Mayhem of Donald Trump, and be assured that he is absolutely worthy of your vote November 5th.
Well, and I would note just the side-by-side comparison that so often we are told that somebody, Kamala Harris, I think is a great example, just wonderful and an amazing individual. But then you hear behind the scenes from people who actually work with her, how toxic. And you heard a lot of this with Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden as well. Those stories started leaking out that the presentation that we're given about how wonderful and kind and caring they are, that's not the reality. And it's interesting that the opposite occurs with Trump. He's presented as this horrible, awful person. But almost universally, you hear from people who actually meet with him that he's just really genuinely a nice person. You hear people that meet with him that are everyday individuals. And one of the things that they say is they could tell that he just really cared. And that complete opposite scenario from what we're accustomed to, I think, is pretty interesting. Our author of the week, Gretchen Wohlert, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, author of the week, The Magic and Mayhem of Donald Trump. Of course, you can get this and all our past author of the weeks. The interviews, hear the podcast. If you miss any of this one, of course, ksgf.com. And then at ABC Books, their own author of the week segment or section they have set up there for Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.